Well, good afternoon, friends. It's good to have you joining with us today again for another short message from the Word of God. Can I ask you a simple question? If you attend a place of worship on the Lord's Day, and I trust that you do, the Word of God exhorts that so many times, and yet we're living in a day of slackness in that regard. We're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. It's good to go to a place of worship. It's good to be under the sound of God's Word. It's good to meet together for prayer. It's good to fellowship with God's people. It's something that God desires and something, in fact, that God commands in His Word. But can I challenge you today? Can I ask you today, when you go to church, when you go to a meeting or a place of worship, what is your reason? What is your motive for going? Many years ago, there was a famous preacher who was extremely eloquent and drew a very large crowd of people, Lord's Day by Lord's Day, to listen to him preaching from the Bible. His name was Henry Ward Beecher. And on one particular Sunday morning, he was unable to attend his own place of worship, maybe because of another engagement, or maybe because of ill health. But unannounced, another preacher came and stood in his pulpit to take his place. And as usual, on a Sunday morning, a very large crowd had assembled to that particular place of worship. And whenever they discovered that Henry Ward Beecher would not be the preacher that day, and this stranger was starting to open the service, many people began to leave and exit the building. He didn't know what to do. And so after a moment or two of this, he stopped the service and he put up his hand and made an announcement and said, "Can all who came here today to worship Henry Ward Beecher leave the meeting? But can all who came to worship the Lord Jesus Christ remain and stay?" And so the point was driven home. So many people had come that day to listen to a man, to listen to a preacher, to listen to his eloquence, his exposition of the Word of God, but maybe a smaller remnant were there specifically to worship the Lord. It's so important these days to get our focus right, not to be focused so much upon a personality in the pulpit, but focused upon the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And it's my conviction that whoever opens the Word of God, if they do it in sincerity, and they do it in truth, and they preach the whole counsel of God, and they uplift Jesus Christ, and they preach the gospel, and they come with a message from the Lord, that's the type of man we need to be listening to. In the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 4, we have the commencement of the Saviour's earthly ministry. The Word of God says that he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. We'll maybe look at that verse again at another time. But towards the end of the portion of Scripture, in verse number 10, the Lord Jesus Christ said to the devil himself, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. If every individual who attended a place of worship, if every born-again believer who goes to church on a Sunday went explicitly and exclusively with that purpose of heart, "I'm going to this place to worship the Lord, to seek the Lord, to hear his word," personalities aside, my primary reason, I want to meet with God, I want to hear God's voice, I want to experience his presence, I want to come before his presence with joy, with gladness, with thanksgiving, I want to give him the honour and the reverence due his name. How different would our churches be? How different would our nation be? How different would our lives be? How different would our hearts be? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. Are you enjoying God today? Do you enjoy going to a place of worship? Not because of the people who are there, not because of the personality in the pulpit, but simply because you love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. May God bless you, friends, and hopefully we'll see you again very soon. See you next time. Bye-bye.